Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing more compelling than hearing reports of people who have actually visited heaven or hell. Well, here are two examples that will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I remember the pain, and then all of a sudden the pain left me, and there was angels on either side. Everything was just beautiful, and it was all green pastures, and then there was trees on either side, and then there was streets of gold, and it was gold. It was like transparent gold, like to what you would see, maybe a sun shining through the clouds, and it was just beautiful. And so we were just having a great time praising the Lord.
The story you just heard is clearly dramatic. A real person with a real encounter with a real heaven. But that forces us to ask the question, what about a real hell?
My spirit just completely went down a black tunnel. And I saw total blackness. The tunnel was like a spiral. I heard screams and I heard moans. And they were very real to me. And the next thing that happened is I went directly back up to my body. I know, I believe that I died.
When you die, where will you go? Michelle and Heather will tell you it's one of two places, heaven or hell. What determines our eternal destination? Heather says God took her to heaven because she's a born-again believer. Michelle's afterlife experience was clearly the opposite. But why?
I didn't believe in God. I didn't believe in a devil. I didn't believe in hell. I didn't believe in heaven. So I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't think about that. I just wanted to end it.
But Michelle will emphatically tell you it didn't end.
Hell is a real place. It's not a makeup fairy tale. It's not something that religion has made up to try to scare you. I know that I didn't imagine it. I believe that I was only dipped in the very tip of it. It was very obvious that whatever I heard, these screams and moans, these people were in pain and anguish.
Jesus Christ's own words say that angels will weed out those who do evil and will throw them in the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Christ goes on to say, the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. And how do you get to the kingdom? Jesus clearly answers that question too.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Michelle heard that message.
Jesus Christ is my everything. He spared me so that I could tell people about this. Other people go off into eternity every day and they get in a car wreck, and if they don't have Jesus Christ in their life, they're going to go to hell. And they don't get a second chance. A lot of people think, I'm a good person, you know. I don't do this, I don't cheat, I don't steal. And that's how Satan is so deceptive. Because he'll make you think, well, you're okay, there's nothing wrong with you, you know. Or you don't need God or whatever. And there's so many good people that are going to go to hell. If they don't turn their lives over to Christ.
There's so many good people, or they think they're so good, who aren't making it. Because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. There isn't one righteous person in the entire world who can get to heaven on relation of his or her perfect life. There was only one person who lived, his name is Jesus, and he died, he rose again, and he's in heaven. But no human being currently alive will go to heaven because of his or her good works. Not one. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And some of the great saints of the ages would say the same thing. It is not our righteousness, but it is the blood of Jesus. Now, folks, hell is real. You don't hear much preaching about hell anymore, but it's a place of horror, of torment. The Bible talks about a lake of fire, people burning with remorse, separated forever from God. Jesus also used the term outer darkness, where there's, you'll be cast into outer darkness as if you're in blackness forever. Your soul can't die. You have an immortal spirit. It can't die. It's either going to spend eternity in bliss with God, or it's going to spend eternity apart from God. And God's going to say to those who have rejected him, they're going to say, okay, all during your life, You had it your way. You didn't choose me. You chose your way. You made yourself a God. You chose to follow your desires and your delusions. Now I'm giving them to you. You don't want to be with me? You don't have to be with me. Forever you'll be apart from me. I'll cast you into outer darkness. You can stay there forever and ever and ever and ever. Or you can go into the lake of fire reserved for the devil and his angels. But those who say yes to God, I take your sacrifice. I receive the blood of Jesus. I receive his death on the cross. They are going to heaven. Now, I can't be any more emphatic. There is no other way. There is no other way. It doesn't matter what kind of church thing you did. It doesn't matter how many good works you did. It doesn't make any difference because we're all sinners. And God Almighty has sent forth his Son because he loved the world so much that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And before we go another second, I want to ask you this. If you died today, where would you go? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Have you met him as your Savior? And do you want to spend eternity in hell, or do you want to spend eternity in heaven? You'd have to be an idiot to do that. And yet a man like Ted Turner, who owns the CNN and now is a big shareholder in Time Warner, said heaven would be boring, and he kind of looks forward to hell. Well, I think Terrible Ted's going to come in for a rude awakening one day, but he said it publicly, so I'm not maligning him, I'm just quoting him. And there are people who laugh about hell. It's not funny. It's not funny at all.